Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. Attention. Do I have everybody's attention now?
Rebel Radio presents the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally, The Rock has come back home.
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics. He's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the Golden Era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the Attitude Era.
And if you're not done with that, then he's got two words for ya!
To the Revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn deniable.
And everything in between. This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my house, baby, take control.
Hey, welcome to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. Scotty Villa and Paralegal Mike are back, and we have a jam-packed, I know we say that a lot, but dude, this is a jam-packed show here on the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. How are you, pal?
I am rip-roaring and ready to talk about professional wrestling.
It is a big week. It is SummerSlam week. We are very excited. So excited, but neither one of us, I believe, are going to be watching it live. We'll be watching on delay. It's a long weekend here for us, and we got stuff
I actually may be watching it live, so I don't know yet.
Interesting. I like that. I like that. I'll be watching it the second I get home or into cell service, whatever comes first. But yeah, very excited about it. But before we get into that, there are a couple things that we want to get into. First of all, thanks for listening to the show here on Spotify and anywhere that you listen. Follow us on the socials at In My House Pod, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You will find us there. Mike, a couple of notes that I want to get into, some newsworthy notes. But first, you and I went to the CWE Canadian Wrestling Elite Show, the Cruel Summer Tour, this past weekend here in Regina. Headlined or presented with special guest, the Mountie was here. But boy, oh boy, did we ever get treated to a main event. You heard them on the show a couple weeks ago as part of our interview series, X-Devil and Soul, two young, fantastic professional wrestlers, two young luchadors made their debut here in Regina in a triple threat with Sean Moore. And boy, oh boy, Mike, we got ourselves a show.
It was a hell of a main event. I mean, special guest appearance by Paralegal Mike, a.k.a. Burger King, a.k.a. Booty King.
I didn't know you had all these nicknames, but that's great.
I mean, it all happened. I mean, two of them came from that show.
Yeah.
Fun fact, this week I was going to get my my pita, my donair, walking down the street. I hear, hey, Burger King.
What? Really?
Yeah. Looked over at someone who goes to shows.
Said, really?
Hey. How you doing?
Should have had a sticker for him. We'll get you a sticker there, pal.
No, nah, maybe not. It's paralegal Mike. Kim, paralegal Mike. But no, a great main event. Actually, great card all around. A lot of fun.
Yes.
It's just, I mean, pretty infectious. There were some lulls, obviously. It's tiresome watching professional wrestling sometimes. But a big shout out to UK Tom. Keeping the crowd alive. Love to see that energy.
He was fired up, and he was with us all night long.
Pretty hard not to be.
Yeah.
And they said, we have a special guest here, and I was the one who stood up. Oh, I mean, they'll steal the show whenever I can.
I mean, we're there to have fun, and I think, I'll be honest, I think your presence gets the whole crowd going. And that's at every wrestling show we go to, let's be honest. Even at AEW Collision, and even AEW Dynamite, when we went to that in Winnipeg, you were starting the chants, you were getting things going, and it was a lot of fun. Dude, the opener for that show as well was super fun. We had headline Sean Martin come out, and we like bad guys. We cheer the bad guys quite a bit, and we had a lot of fun with that. He comes out, he's got a great presentation. Guy's really, really fun to watch, and we were cheering him up and down, left and right, and he was doing his thing, which was great. But his opponent for the night was a guy you just can't boo. The Human Terminator, Marcellus Prime.
Man, it's true. You really just can't boo that guy.
He's so fun. He's great in the ring. Lots of great energy. An amazing look. The guy is jacked to the gills. And as soon as we start cheering for Marcellus Prime, headline Sean Martin comes up. He's like, "You fickle sons of bitches, you were cheering me." And it popped me so huge. I loved it so, because I do believe it was a genuine reaction from him. So it was very fun. But yeah, that main event, X-Devil, Soul, Sean Moore was just an unbelievable show. If you follow CWE on YouTube, I believe there's a link to that full match.
Yeah.
Up on there. So definitely check that
out. A lot of reels up as well from the show. Like, it's a lot to go digest. So do check it out.
Absolutely. I believe I posted the link on our Facebook page at In My House Pod. You can check it out there. Two things for CWE. One, looks like they got a new updated ring. Looks great. Sounded great. That ring was loud, dude. When big guys like Big Chief and Bull Bodner are throwing all their weight onto the mat, you're hearing it. You're almost feeling it. It's great. It just makes that whole presentation of pro wrestling sound and look and feel like, damn, this hurts. It's great. My one nitpick, Mike.
It's not a CWE show without a nitpick from Scotty Villa.
Well, they fixed the ring, and the show always starts on time. I can't bitch about that. I love watching champions fight, and I don't believe we got any championships on the line or even non-title matches. I know X-Devil and Soul came out with championships from Mexico, but they weren't presented, talked about, anything like that. And I know CW's got a lot of championships. I believe they're mostly defended in Winnipeg and in Ontario. I'd love to see them make more of an appearance in the Saskatchewan tours. I know they've been here before. We've seen Mentello defending the title. We've seen Danny Duggan defending titles. I just need a little bit more. And I felt that was the one thing missing from the show the other night.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, maybe not to stop for it, but...
We can get a title match. We can even get a title change here. We got great shows, great crowds. We're lively. I put our crowd up against any other show.
I mean, I would too.
Right? But that's just my nitpick. We had such a fun night.
Bring the titles. We want the titles.
Let's see the straps. I want a title match. Give me a title change. Shock the world. Have Big Chief go over. I don't know.
have Big Chief go over.
Do as big as baby face
in CWE.
Oh, man, he was a blast to watch. A little bit of news before we get into our preview for SummerSlam. AEW Dynamite 200 is tonight as we're recording this show right now. It's a big, big show. I haven't started watching it. It is on, but I haven't started watching it. I did see a picture. They went back to the old school stage with the two tunnels for this show, which I always loved that presentation. I thought it looked good. It was very cool. They're going back to that. They got some big matches. I thought maybe bigger matches, but I do believe, and it might have been Uncle Dave that tweeted this out. But by the way, that guy tweets a lot. I must have to unfollow him because he tweets way too much. Uncle Dave is saying that they're going to start announcing all-in matches tonight.
Yeah, I would think this is the show to do it.
And when you're hearing this, all that's already done. So it doesn't really fucking matter. But that's happening. Also announced today, a big re-signing, a big multi-year deal by, you know, some of the biggest names in All Elite Wrestling. And yes, of course, I am talking about the Dark Order, Evil Uno, John Silver, the Reynolds guy with the long hair. They all signed contract extensions with All Elite Wrestling for 3 more years. Money was not disclosed. Just to tag on to that, Hangman Adam Page, Kenny Omega, Matt and Nick Jackson, the Young Bucks also signed multi-year extensions, new deals with All Elite Wrestling. They are not going anywhere. They're all
in the biggest dumb moment of the year. The Elite signed with All Elite Wrestling again.
I know. Even when the talks were coming up of like, oh, the contract's coming up, WWE's got interest. I'm like, cool. They started this company. I don't think they're going anywhere. I don't think we'll ever see the Young Bucks in WWE. I'm going to put that out right now. Maybe Kenny Omega, maybe Hangman. But out of all four of them, I'm going Kenny at the most. Then low, low, low percentage Hangman in the Bucks.
Never say never for any of them.
That's fair. That's probably smart too.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you never know what could happen business-wise, or, but I would say never say never.
Yeah. Another quick note here for All In. In the UK, it's on pay-per-view. In the States, it will be on pay-per-view. In Canada, you have to order it online. It won't be on, as far as the latest saw I saw it was, it won't be on your local television provider. You've got to go to, I believe it's ipayperview.com and order it that way.
Mm.
I'm not sure why. I don't know if that'll be updated. I imagine there's a lot of pushback and trying to get it to local providers.
Is Bleacher Report not offering as well?
They possibly do. I don't know that. The report that I saw didn't mention it. It was just, by the way, Canadians, I believe Australians, New Zealanders, they have to go to this iPay-per-view website and get it there. I think I put it up on our Instagram page, so go check that out. But I'm hoping we get... I'm hoping that changes. I don't know if I want to watch it on my iPad. I mean, I can hook my laptop up to my TV, but kind of relying for an internet feed is tough for me sometimes.
I hear you there. Like, it seems weird, but things can change. It's hard to say, but as of now, get ready to strap into the old internet.
Yep. Everyone will make it work. We're all going to buy it. Let's be honest. Jumping over to WWE, they had their big annual quarterly meetings and press releases were out. And in quarter two of this year, of 2023, the WWE made a measly $410.3 million in revenue and recorded the highest live event gross ever in the company's history. Things are going well for WWE, no matter what you say or say how terrible it is, anything like that, it doesn't matter. They're making a shitload of money.
Making a ton of money.
And right now, number one top t-shirt seller is LA Knight. So,
yeah.
You know what? Let's leave it there, pal. We can't really analyze the whole month. They're making a shit ton.
We can look at every show that happened or what's been happening, but we won't because it's the biggest party of the summer.
It's SummerSlam. This Saturday, live from Detroit, Michigan, it is SummerSlam. Brought to you by Slim Jim and Kid Rock. I believe Kid Rock's singing a song at SummerSlam.
Oh, yeah. God.
Dude, let's get right into it. I'm going to start it off with, you just mentioned the man. I mentioned the sponsor. Slim Jim presents the SummerSlam Battle Royal. This is a very late addition from what Uncle Dave and Sean Ross Sapp and all those people are saying. This wasn't part of the plans. But then LA Knight got fucking over. Over to the moon. And they didn't have a match lined up for him. Nothing planned, ready to go. And I guess this Battle Royal is the answer to that. Slim Jim Battle Royal. Not going to lie. I love the fact that Slim Jim's back in the wrestling world again. I'm hoping it sticks around.
Hot rods are better than Slim Jim's.
Oh, yeah. You're not even close there, pal.
Just saying.
But everyone, all the dirties are saying that this is a match made for LA Knight to showcase, to win, to go on to whatever he's supposed to get after the Battle Royal. I know there's a plan now, but what is it? Who knows? I don't think they've announced that this winner is getting a title shot or anything like that as of this airing, but we got a Battle Royal. It's getting a bunch of guys on TV, on the pay-per-view. I can't get mad at that.
They're finding ways to keep LA Knight in the folds.
I found it odd, though. I thought for sure he'd get added to a match to make it a triple threat. I thought they could have done some type of dastardly way that he weasels his way into a match, but they didn't go that direction. They just said, let's just put him in a battle royal and see what we can go. We don't know who the participants are. I don't care. I'm just going to pick LA Knight to win.
Like, probably saying the same. Like, it just seems like after all this talk from all the real insiders in professional wrestling, that it is for LA Knight. But I think it's also, yeah, it's another great way to get people on TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is fine. But it's another slow push to LA Knight. Like, yeah, you're over. We know you're over. We hear them.
Mm-hmm.
We see the sales. We get it. I still think the guy's, like I said, his work, 7 out of 10.
Yeah.
So get in there and let's see if you impress in a battle royale. They're weighing in everything before they just decide, let's step on the gas. That's good for WWE. They've done, if anything, they are protecting LA Knight more than they probably have some guys they wanted to push heavily.
I completely agree. That is something that I think a lot of the minority internet wrestling mark doesn't want to think about or listen to, or they want LA Knight now in the main event picture. They want him in a main event storyline right now.
No, and guess what? In a year when he's nothing, you'll remember that you probably shouldn't have rushed it. So
exactly. And I think they're doing the right thing just by what you said. They're protecting him right now. They're slow building, slow burning. And when the time is right, everything's lined up, you know, gas pedal. Here we go. We're going to push this guy to the moon. My thing is I think he either has a big showing at Survivor Series or in the Rumble match, much like Gunther did last Rumble.
I always say, like, the Rumble's where you probably want to have that.
Yeah, I could see it.
That's the match you want to make a mark in to push yourself forward. But it's we're far out from that. So
yeah,
what happens on TV week to week is different. But no, it'll be nice to see LA Knight get a big win in front of a big crowd.
I think you can put him in a solid storyline with the U.S. Championship. Maybe he doesn't win it. Maybe they almost, I don't want to say they use the Cody Rhodes storyline, but have him get close, but not close enough. And build up that, you know, baby face side. But LA Knight has that edge, that badass edge where he's a talker. He's a shit talker. He'll jump you from behind if he needs to, and fans will go nuts for it. And I think we can hover in that world. But we don't know the roster for the Battle Royal. We're both going LA Knight. If we see the roster for the Battle Royal and our picks change before SummerSlam, stay tuned to our socials. We'll throw it up there. We'll make an audible.
Moving on.
The WWE Women's Championship is on the line in a triple threat. Charlotte Flair versus Bianca Belair versus the WWE Women's Champion Asuka. Triple threat match. I think it'll be great. I think it is very, very fun. I believe it's the only woman show match on the show. No, sorry. There's Ronda and Shayna are in there too. But
yeah,
women's title match is the only one on the show. So I think they have a very good chance of being one of the matches that's talked about at the end of the night. All these ladies can go. I really want to see Asuka put it into another gear. I want her to be the one woman that we're talking about coming out of that match.
I love all the talent. It sucks because I do think they're going to find a way to get the strap off of Asuka.
Mm-hmm.
And probably go to Charlotte.
Damn it. I was going to go. I am going Charlotte as well. But
if your thought is like, I want Asuka to retain, of course I want Asuka to retain. Yeah. I just don't think they're putting the motion into to make that work. So I think it's not time for Bianca to have it again. But Charlotte can come back and, you know, wear that strap.
I think this is where we start seeing more of a turn for Bianca Belair into the heel. And if you get Bianca into being a good enough heel, which I think she is, she's a great baby face, and usually great baby faces make pretty good heels, then that helps push Charlotte as a more of a baby face, because right now she's getting the mixed reaction because it's Charlotte Flair. And Charlotte and Bianca have great matches. They have great chemistry. I have a feeling that unfortunately this is the end for Asuka, and she'll just become another person on the roster again.
Yeah, I don't
want that to happen. Trust me, I want her to be the face of the women's division. She's a killer, but she's been so geared down, slowed down, you know, turn down the impact of your hits and your strikes. I just feel like we're just not getting the full Asuka that we know it can be done. But I'm going Charlotte on this one, and I'm also kind of predicting more of a Bianca turn.
Smart. Yeah. I'm not predicting a Bianca turn. The hair is still too over for kids, so no.
Makes sense. Makes sense. Let's get right into the spot fest of the night. We're going Logan Paul versus Ricochet. And I haven't minded this buildup. The only thing that bums me out is like, man, you're just going for that Royal Rumble moment for SummerSlam. And there's no meat to this issue, to this match, right? It's just going to be what it is. And I think that just falls flat.
Like most Logan Paul matches, it's there for a spectacle and that's it. It's not a program. I don't see what you do after, but I got Logan Paul taking this.
I'm going to go Ricochet. I'm going to go Ricochet. I think Logan Paul goes away for a little bit again. I think they're going to try and push Ricochet a bit, but not much. I think it's going to be a very, what can you do this week? If you didn't do it, all right, man, you're just going to go back to being another guy. But I could see him being pushed into maybe going up against Gunther again, maybe building up into a mini stable to take on Imperium. I don't know why, but I just have this gut feeling that they're going to try with Ricochet again, especially because Royal Rumble clip went viral, went great. Awesome.
Something's guess what? I'm sure there's going to be more of those moments in that match.
There will be. And I think they're going to just try and build off of that. But as soon as that headline-y, like mainstream media thing goes away, if Ricochet hasn't caught on to a storyline, he's just going back to being the guy on the roster. But I'm going Ricochet on this one.
Okay. Quick question. When's the last time Logan Paul won a singles match?
I don't think he's ever won one.
That's exactly my point.
God damn it. That's a good point.
I think Logan Paul is going to stick around.
Yeah.
I think he's going to give a little bit different run than what he's been doing of disappearing and then coming back, disappearing and coming back.
I don't know what the next pay-per-view is now that I think of it. So I don't know. Is it Extreme Rules? I don't know.
I'd say this, like if he does win dirty.
Yeah.
Because then they can run it back.
Yeah, that's a good call. And if they were smart to run it back, put it on the main event of Monday Night Raw.
Yeah. More eyes
will get on it, you know, promote the shit out of it on Impulsive and on all the socials.
I would say the big one is these guys are going to beat the shit out of each other, or just the spots alone will hurt them. So I wouldn't expect that to be happening on the Monday after SummerSlam. Just saying.
Yeah.
No, but I would say Logan wins and hopefully dirty. And then this program can continue a little bit because it's still going to help Ricochet.
Man, I know a lot of people don't agree with this, but I'd love to see the IC title in there. Like, I'd love to see Logan Paul win it and then Ricochet eventually be the guy to take it off of the YouTube star, right? I know that's not coming off of Gunther anytime soon. Oh,
not by fucking Logan Paul, that's for sure.
I know, but I think that would be a good way to help get Ricochet over a little bit more, because Logan Paul could do what everybody hates and just be the YouTube guy. And he's always got that championship. That we talked about this when the Money in the Bank was going around. Always having that Money in the Bank contract briefcase with him at all times. They could have done that if there was a mid-card title there, but there's not right now, so it's just fantasy booking. But I agree. I completely agree with your thinking. My gut instinct was Ricochet is winning this match, and there might be a mini push there because I think they need another babyface, and I think they are probably looking for a guy that can be a high flyer babyface. So that's just my fantasy booking, just the way my dumb mind works.
Fair enough.
Speaking of the IC Championship, this will be the banger of the night. We're talking Drew McIntyre versus Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship. Gunther is a little over a month away from being the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion of all time.
I know.
Of all time. I don't see how they don't keep that on him and give it to Drew right now. Maybe in a month, maybe the day after he sets the record, it goes to Drew.
I would think You know, I was so for Drew winning at SummerSlam because there's no better person to take it off Gunther. But I think I'm with you now. I think Gunther is going to retain, and then Drew's going to get his second crack at it and win, and then Drew's going to drop it to Sheamus and give Sheamus his flowers.
I would love to see that. I really, really would.
Yeah, I think that's where they're going to go with that. But I'm with you. I think Gunther's retaining for sure, just because of the hotness of these long title reigns, record-breaking title reigns. Yeah.
I think it'll be a dirty schmoz finish again with the Imperium getting involved. I think this feud, when it happens, needs to end or culminate with like a Hell in a Cell match or a steel cage match to keep guys out, keep the competitors in. I know it doesn't, for me, thinking of Gunther in a Hell in a Cell match doesn't make sense because Gunther doesn't need that. He is his own weapon, right? But because he's got Imperium, there's that mix right there where you could put in a cage match or whatever it needs to be for the gimmick. I'd love to see Drew beat him straight up, not in a cage, not anything, but I think that might be the way it's going. Gunther is, the guy's doing no wrong. He had a 5-minute match with Chad Gable. I believe maybe it was a 7 or 8 minute match on Raw, and people were raving about it. I watched it, really, really good, but it was just a great wrestling match. Nice enough little story in there, but great. Gunther can do no wrong right now. And when he loses that title, he's going for the World Heavyweight Championship. He will be the guy, possibly even winning the Rumble.
Very well could.
I'm going Gunther with this one, retaining.
Me too.
I think it could go either way, though. It wouldn't surprise me if they took the title off of him right before he sets that record, and then Drew McIntyre sets that record. I don't know. Who knows? This match...
Nah, I'm okay. It's Gunther.
Yeah, yeah. This match coming up, Mike, before we get into the three main events, has me the most worried, the most not sure, and that's the MMA rules match between Shayna Baszler and Ronda Rousey.
We're going to make this as quick as possible. The match nobody wants to see.
Mike, you're putting an MMA match... In my opinion, MMA rules, an MMA fight is an MMA fight. It's a real fight. Putting that into the world of sports entertainment, the second one of those people doesn't attack or connect on a strike like we see in the UFC every month, I'm booing you out of the building. How are they going to pull this off to make it look legit?
Fun fact, they won't. They're just not going to. In a world like a couple of years ago, this would be a match I do want to see.
Yeah.
Killers who should go against each other. Work hasn't proven themselves. I hope to God they give Shayna some love, give her this win.
Think they will?
No, because I think Ronda's getting it.
You think Ronda's taking the win?
Yeah, I do.
Even with the dirt sheet rumor that this is her last match and she's done. She's walking off into the sunset. She's done with WWE.
That's the rumor?
That's the rumor, yep.
Well, fuck, if that's flying around, that changes everything. But, like, then definitely you're not winning. No, yeah, Shayna should get the win.
I feel bad that I brought dirt sheets into this one.
I know, you fucking asshole.
I'm sorry, but that's been the talk since Shayna turned on Ronda at the last pay-per-view. Is that Ronda's finishing up with WWE at SummerSlam this year?
Then fucking we clearly know the answer then.
It's got to be Shayna. It's got to be time for her to be the person that she was in NXT. A killer, an MMA fighter, a shoot fighter that she was unstoppable once she won that NXT Women's Championship. I think she went undefeated for her whole run there. So I think it's time to do that. If you're losing Ronda and... I believe Trish may be done soon as well. You've done nothing with Shayna for years in the Vince era. Now that it's the Hunter era, you have a chance, in my opinion. So I'm going Shayna with this one, whether it's Ronda's last match or not, but that definitely is the heavy, heavy rumor from Uncle Dave and all the Rouse Saps and all of the world. So Shayna Baszler.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good call. Then safe to bet on Shayna.
Now, Mike, we've got three matches left all main event worthy. On Monday Night Raw, they kept saying this was going to be the main event of SummerSlam. And I didn't understand it one bit. But they're saying and promoting the main event of SummerSlam is Brock Lesnar versus Cody Rhodes.
Wow. Wow. And
there's no gimmicks in this match. It's just Cody versus Brock 3. Each man has a victory over the other. This is the rubber match. Unless the tribal combat match is super gimmicky and Finn Balor and Seth open the show, I don't see how this can be the main event.
I also don't.
But that's what they're saying. I kept listening. I'm like, are they saying this is one of the main events? But the last one I heard was the main event of SummerSlam, Brock versus Cody. That being said,
we don't need to dive deep into this bullshit. Cody Rhodes. It's Cody goddamn Rhodes. Let's get him back on track. Everybody finish the story. I can be done with this already.
Oh, man, I got that adrenaline in my soul. World Heavyweight Championship match. This one is, to me, the most I don't know. It is Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor for the World Heavyweight Championship. I'm just going to give you my pick right now, Mike. I'm going with Seth.
Do it.
I'm going
Can't
with
wait.
Seth.
Listen, man, if you're smart, WWE, you make Finn fucking win. And you book it like I've been saying. They won't. So Seth Rollins is going to retain.
Is that your official pick, is Seth?
Yes. And if you're smart, on Monday, you boot him the fuck out of the Judgment Day because he's a loser who wins at nothing.
I love it. I would love to see Finn win. I'd love to see Judgment Day
be the fucking Judgment Day, man.
Yeah. I'd love to see them just be dominant for a bit and then have, out of nowhere, Priest turn or someone turn. But yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be Seth, and that's just the way it is. Tribal combat for the undisputed WWE Universal Heavyweight Championship. Roman Reigns defending against Jey Uso in a match that the elders wanted. And they reached out to Jey to set this up, not Roman. Paul Heyman caught on camera. Why is he talking to them? Why are they talking to him? I don't know what this match is going to be. I'm a little worried it's going to be super gimmicky. For me,
I want it to be just a lumberjack match with the Samoans on the outside of the ring.
I want it to just be a straight up match, but Afa and Sika are sitting up on the stage and whatever surroundings they have around them. I don't know. We've talked about this plenty of times on the potty before. I don't know how we end this Roman versus Jey story with Roman winning, but Jey still getting what Jey has earned and deserved. Because I can't see them taking the title off of Roman. I just can't.
And you're also forgetting Solo.
Solo's there. Jimmy could be out of the quote-unquote hospital by then. I don't know.
I do know this much. Roman Reigns retains.
Yeah. As you were saying that, I was writing Roman down in both of our columns here as I'm writing down our picks.
Yeah, I don't. Obviously, next week they're going to continue this story if Roman goes over. If Dwayne shows up, I don't know.
If Roman wins, I want Dwayne to show up and put the red necklace on Roman and crown him tribal chief, head of the table.
And then give him a rock bottom?
I mean, that's how it would probably go, but I don't want to see that. But I want Roman to disrespect The Rock as the show goes off the air. If he gives him a rock bottom after the show is off the air, whatever. It can be as viral on social media. But
you're right. I guess if The Rock's going, he's going to help Roman.
He's going to be there because the lore is that The Rock is the head of the Samoan family. He's the one providing for everybody. And Roman is now doing it in the wrestling world. So I don't know. I'm just going to guess and hope that The Rock shows up. I don't have an anticipation or I'm not going to hold my breath. I'd love to see it. We all know he's not working right now. I mean, he's working, but he's not working.
Yeah. Tough. But Roman, but I think the Samoans are showing up.
I hope so. I want to see Afa and Sika. I want to see every Samoan that is out there involved in the wrestling world on that stage at some point or around the ring. Mike, that is our SummerSlam preview show for everyone here on the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. At always, on our socials, at In My House Pod, send us your picks. Send us one pick, one match that you're thinking of. Send us all of your picks. We want to hear it. We want to interact with you. It might be a little lighter this weekend as we're, you know, it's a long weekend, family stuff's going on, but you'll be damn sure that as soon as I'm back in cell service, as soon as Mike settled back in, we'll be chatting with you online, interacting with you, talking AEW, WWE, CWE, Ringside Wrestling, Impact, whatever it is, we're chatting some pro wrestling. Mike, it's been a fun show. We jammed in everything that we wanted to in a nice little package. Anything else for the fans?
I'm still the king. Paralegal Mike's the king. Don't forget it.
For King Paralegal Mike, I am Scotty Villa. Thanks for listening. This has been the MI Host Pro Wrestling Podcast. Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house. It's my house. Yowie wowie!